Welcome back, everybody. Brand new episode. All gas, no trash. For the faithful, my name is Josh. Here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, hello.
And as always, this is the No Curse Minute, sponsored by Game Rage Magazine, where we try not to cuss for the first minute because, man, it sure seems to be working. Whatever sorcery is going on, whatever little goblins are running the YouTube algorithm, sure seems to not anger them when you don't say bad words in the first minute.
Allegedly. I mean, as far as we know.
I mean, you look at the results.
Yeah.
Ever since we started doing this, the numbers have
quit confirming
exploded.
My bias.
Anyways, all right, that's the end of the No Curse Minute. Fuck that. Anyways.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to listen to Jelly Haha's newest track, Spit. And I like to say that we're doing this before anybody else.
Yep.
Anyone else. We are the first. We're staking our flag in this right now and claiming the first comment. But like in terms of listening or talking about it.
I guess.
So anyways, it's called Spit. Do you have any info on this shit or?
No, this is a track that I think you and I have both heard from. Well, we posted her whole set. Now I know which song it is, we're going to listen to it anyways, because now we get to hear it in its entirety. And it's in recorded format.
Right.
So
as opposed to a live format.
Yeah. And I'm starting to think that she's already signed.
Yeah, this is just the the equivalent of like, oh, you're previewing like the wrestler before they. You know, like, oh, I don't know. Am I going to go here? Am I going to go there? Oh, no, you're already somewhere.
Yeah, I feel like she's already signed, because I felt like when I was there at that performance, there's this guy, this kind of muscly dude. I'm like, this guy doesn't look like anybody else here. And he looks rich. He looks buff. Like, that seems like a good combo for somebody that's in management, you know?
What the fuck does that have to do with anything? I mean, what management have you seen that's...
I'm just saying, man,
quote unquote,
the people that are rich have the spare time to stay in shape, you know, versus us disgusting gutter snipes.
Yeah, but I would venture to say that most music, I don't know, managers or fucking artist signers or whatever the fuck they're called. I don't know. I don't think they're fucking getting swole and just like dropping.
You know what?
In the gym.
You're probably right. Maybe. All I'm saying is that there was somebody that looked like they meant business. I'm talking about music business.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that I'm thinking Jelly Haha signed to management. And I bet you $10 she's already got a booking agency. And as we've talked about previously in other episodes that you can go back and check in our catalog of videos, that we speculate that she's either signing with Ground Control or she's signing with Wasserman. So... anyways,
yeah. Anyways,
let's get to listen to the track.
Speaking of business is about to pick up right now as we go and listen to this track. So fire up your internets, fire up your Google machines, your dogpile search results, your Ask Jeeves, and look up Jelly Haha Spit. Here we go. All right, that was Jelly Haha's latest track, Spit. All right. Here, man. Oh. Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
So, okay, you remember in the Sandlot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, when they all took the chewing tobacco and they were all fucking like on that like spinny ride, and it was Tequila was the song.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the modern remake of the Sandlot. And instead of chewing tobacco, it's Zins, all right? And they fucking go on some like carny ass ride.
Yeah.
And they're all they don't know what they're doing. So they each pop like 9 Zins. So they're like on nicotine overload. And now, granted, you don't have to spit, but they're idiots. So like the song is just like, it's like spit, spit. It's like saying this shit. And they're like, they're spitting while they're on the thing, and they're still getting fucked up. And they're all like, and then they go and they just throw up everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's what that song is.
Yeah.
That montage of them high as fuck on Zins.
Yeah.
That's what I think this is fucking perfect for.
Yeah, that's pretty on the nose.
Pretty on the spot, yeah.
What did you think of the track?
It was very what's the word that I'm looking for?
All right. I don't think you could take points away from this because I feel personally like this is a transitional track. Like this is
on the album.
This is an interlude track.
The word that comes to mind initially is monotony, but it's not because it's hypnotic.
Yeah.
It's that monotonous beat is very hypnotic, right?
Yeah.
And so I do think you're right. I do think this is going to be an interlude section sort of track.
Yeah. I think
I don't know if I would have released this as a single though.
No, I don't think so. that was actually my thought too. And if you did, I don't think you release it as the third track. I think you release it as the first one so you can tease without really giving anything.
Yeah.
And then you release Bounce House and the other two tracks, but I don't know. I think it's an odd, like when I heard this, I was like, oh, this is kind of an odd choice for us. Cause I don't even know. I don't even know if KCRW is going to play this.
Oh, because, they're not.
Cause I don't think they are this. Cause this is not really, I don't want to say it's not anything, but it kind of isn't because there's not really a whole lot of lyrics. I mean, there's sparse lyrics that are kind of scattered throughout the song. I mean, the song's cool. Like it's got like this, it's got this, pulsating bass like synthesizer, and then there's like a syncopated synthesizer that sits on top of it, and then there's a portion in the last third of the song where it starts climaxing and then it has like the beat drop, and then there's like a video game like keyboard sound, like I don't know why I'm gonna say Super Mario Brothers, but like some vintage arcade game with like the end screen, like that melody.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, but largely there's like a absence of lyrics, you know, there's not like a chorus. There's not like a lyrics verses that are kind of played out throughout the song. Like I said, it's more of a transitional interlude song. And I do think it is very much an odd choice to make this I hope there's one more because not to say that like it's taken away from the buildup of the album, but I would have reversed the orders and had this track start off the campaign of the album or the album rollout. And then you would go with the other two tracks, whatever order that mean, whatever works out better. But yeah.
Yeah, I concur. I concur with that assessment. Didn't dislike it. Like it was not bad.
Yeah.
Not like I said, odd choice though for a single. I think so, but whatever. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways, when's the album come out? Like a couple weeks?
Yeah, it comes out June 27th.
So like 3-4 weeks, like a month.
Yeah, June 27th. And there's also gonna be a music video that drops on I think the 30th. Wait, what's today? 28th. So I think Thursday.
Is that another song? Is it a different song, or is it gonna be one of the three that's already been out?
No, it's the same song. It's just now it has a music video. So right. I think it comes out Friday.
You know what?
Friday.
We will do an updated version when the music, because maybe the music video will make it make sense. Because maybe the music video will be forwarding the narrative of Jelly Haha as like this fucking alien. Because this song is like one of those, like, for lack of a better term, you know, when like in Scooby-Doo and they're chasing each other through the fucking doors and everything.
Yeah.
And you hear that. That's what this song kind of reminded me of. So maybe there's some narrative element to the music video. And that's why they went with this song. I don't know. I could also be just making that up and talking out of my ass.
I don't know.
So I guess we'll find out.
Addendum.
Anyways. So stay tuned for that. Otherwise, I guess that's the end of the episode. And if you don't like it, well, you know what you can do.